Each company must determine what interventions will be done to support individuals when they are physically harming themselves or others. There are two options. 1. Your company allows the use of an EUMR. Or 2. Your company does not permit EUMRs and use alternative measures instead. You need to know which applies to your company. If you don't know, ask your supervisor for clarification to know what is allowed at your company. If your company permits the use of an EUMR, you must be trained in what EUMRs your company allows. You will need to demonstrate your ability to do each EUMR. You will also need to experience what it feels like to be the person in manual restraints during this training. This training is completed annually. If your company does not permit the use of an EUMR, you need to know what are the alternative measures and actions that your company wants you to take when a person is physically harming themselves or others. One alternative measure, for example, is to call 911. You will need to be trained on these alternative measures and what to do to keep people safe, the persons themselves or others, while waiting for law enforcement to come to your location. This training is also completed annually.